101.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden delivered the keynote address on the first night of the Democratic National Convention, passing the torch of standard bearer to Vice President Harris.
It was almost a sigh of relief, more than enthusiasm in many ways. It was a sigh of relief that Joe Biden had stepped aside and there was someone else to look at and to cheer for, but they definitely needed more information, whether it's foreign affairs, whether it's her economic outlook, which has been criticized since she presented that last Friday, but there is a lot they still want to know.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, a judge sentenced Crystal Kaiser to 11 years in prison on her guilty plea to fatally shooting Randall Volar in 2018, and she accused of trafficking her for sex. General Motors said it's laying off 1,000 salaried workers worldwide. This is ABC News. Former President Trump accepted Taylor Swift's endorsement. The thing is, Taylor Swift did not endorse him.
On social media, former President Donald Trump posted a picture of a bunch of Taylor Swift fans wearing Swifties for Trump t-shirts. The poster, which has a picture of Taylor Swift, pointing to the viewer, and it says, Taylor wants you to vote for Donald Trump. Trump wrote, I accept. But it appears as if almost all the pics are AI, and one says, it's satire. But the rest of Swift does not endorse any presidential candidate, but in the past has been pretty open about his dislike for Trump. Jason Ames, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy issued the nation's first lease covering floating offshore wind research. It'll be an array of up to a dozen wind turbines on 2023 square mile patch of federal water, 30 miles off Maine. The state determining whether it can get half its electricity from offshore turbines by 2040. Construction years off. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. When money people talk someday about retirement plans, they'll usually start talking about 401k.
In some way.
And if you are one of the 57 million Americans who doesn't have a retirement plan from your job, I worked in restaurants for a long time, so I know. Retirement planning can seem mysterious. I know, it really did for me. That's why today I'm talking about target date funds. That's the retirement tool that I use when I do not have a job at a 401k. I chose an investment fund, a target date, for me to be on my retirement. Everything I have, and the fund adjusts my investments over time, moving from higher return but riskier things to less risky things. But remember, in your search for fortune and fame, for more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Until next time,
stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Four men accused of killing Devontae Mitchell outside of a Milwaukee hotel will stand trial for murder. According to the criminal complaint, two security guards, a bellhop, and a front desk worker pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. They're each charged with being party to a felony murder and could face up to 15 years and 9 months in prison. Hearing Monday, all four were bound over for trial. They're expected to enter pleas on Thursday. And Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz are headed to Wisconsin Tuesday. They'll host a rally at Fiserv Forum. These rallies have become big, energetic events. So you can expect a lot of people in the near distance area. Walz at the Democratic National Convention Monday.
And overnight low will be around 53 degrees. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, just a bit cooler, and a high of 75. Tuesday night, clear and chilly, a low of 48. Partly cloudy Wednesday, a high of 76. Thursday, partly sunny and mild, and a high of 78.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The first place Brewers are in St. Louis tonight to take on the Cardinals, who are in second place, 11 games behind Milwaukee. The Crew coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians over the weekend. NFL, the Packers back at practice after losing to the Broncos 27-2 Sunday night. On Thursday, they'll host the Ravens for a joint practice session, then play their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Hockey, it was announced that both the Badgers women's and men's hockey teams will compete outdoors in Chicago on Saturday, January 4th. The Badgers women's team against Ohio State, the men's team against Michigan State. The Badgers men's head coach Mike Hastings on getting the chance to play an outdoor hockey game inside Wrigley Field.
Iconic place.
lost on a baseball game,
we're
having the Winter Classic, having the Big Ten presence, having our women's program there. These are opportunities that are lifelong memories.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. Sports, I'm Mike.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Scott. Clouds in the overnight and some patchy fog forming as well. Light winds in mid-50s expected at sunrise. After the morning patchy fog, we'll have mostly sunny skies. Our winds will remain on the right side. Highs will top it out in the middle and upper 70s. It's 60 at our studios. I know it's gonna
be okay. Jane, Matt, and Aaron, Greg Bond.
Michelle, our friend Colleen Todd Alba joins us at 10:30. Dr. Kristen Meyer.
Mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
At 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. I am very excited about our guest next hour. Joining us at 11:06, he is known as Mr. Global. On all the socials, Matt Randolph is his name. He's been in the oil and gas industry for over 30 years. He started working on oil rigs when he got out of high school, and then opened his own oil and gas company in 2004. So I stumbled across him when I was on TikTok, and it's just so interesting. He brings such a valuable perspective on the inner workings of who can I blame for high gas prices?
Yeah, right.
Who can I applaud for high gas prices? Can we become completely energy independent? Is drill, baby drill, the answer to all of America's problems? This and so much more with Mr. Global, Matt Randolph, in hour number two. Would like to ask a question, I would encourage you to send it in now. Either text it in or email it to jamesays@civicmedia.us. jamesays@civicmedia.us. Or leave a comment again on the live stream or text in your questions at 855-752-4842. Because I think there's going to be a lot of interest. He has a very big social media following.
You asked it.
His expertise and, as you said, his ability to break down really complicated things into digestible bites, which has kind of always been the goal of this show, even if it's previous incarnation when Chris was here.
Well, I will say this too. Watching Mr. Global,
Great. And again, start sending in your questions right now for Mr. Global, Matt Randolph. He's going to be here at 11:06. Send him in, text him in at 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We will try and work in your questions as Matt joins us. And right after 11 o'clock, I did want to mention Phil Donahue and stuff. He was 88. He was a groundbreaker in television. And, I mean, really, he had one of the biggest talk shows and set the stage for Oprah and Jerry Springer. Although that's not acceptable.
Downey Jr.
But Spill Donahue has passed away at the age of 88. They have not provided a cause of death, just that he had been suffering from a long illness. And he is still married. He is married to Marlo Thomas. They've been married since 1980.
Marlo Thomas's father was the star of the Danny Thomas Show. But I would say, as a pioneer of early television, but he started St. Jude Hospital. So when you see those commercials for St. Jude, you generally see Marlo Thomas, who is now the spokesperson. That is, I could live for half an hour. Yeah. So, great woman, great man. I grew up watching him as a kid. And I was saying to you, Jane, that when I found out he was 80, I was like, huh, I thought he was older. Don't at me, older people. But when I was a kid, you know, 7, 8 years old watching this, he already had gray hair. So to me, he was old.
Oh, sure.
So to me, he was old. And the he was only 88.
He was 88.
And he was wonderful. And when he left the spotlight, I think he may have had tried to give him a TV talk show on an MSNBC or CNBC.
Something like that.
It just didn't work. I think his reach was daytime television and bringing really long talks. Having frank discussions, not like the, you might be the father.
Well, and that's what you get to call.
Exactly.
And that kind of, again, let's take up a turn, because live on television, that kind of stuff, and that kind of sensationalism took over from what Gil Donahue had done, and I don't know that there was a place for it.
No, I think he also knew that. They didn't want to compete with essentially shock jocks and television,
exactly.
And Oprah was her own thing.
Right.
So, Gil Donahue.
You will be missed. Rest in peace, Gil Donahue, and best to his wife, Marlo Thomas, and his children, his five children. Okay, DNC week is here, baby. Underway in Chicago, and we will have all kinds of reporting from the DNC as the week goes on. Todd Alba is down there. We'll be broadcasting there from noon to 2. Of course, Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, and Devils from 4 to 6 p.m. So what's going to happen today is the first day. President Biden, he will be addressing the crowd tonight.
How long do you think that ovation is?
So tonight, long. I think it's going to be a very long standing ovation.
If I have to bump a speaker.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be speaking tonight. Jason Carter, who is President Jimmy Carter's grandson, is going to be speaking. And I don't know if you saw what Jason said about Jimmy Carter, that he wants to hold on so he can cast his vote for Donald Trump.
We might be even talking about how voting in Georgia is getting spicy, too.
Yeah, that's going to be later on this hour. And we have a popcorn king update, because of course we do. Governor Tony Evers is, of course, there. Don't know if he will be speaking. But Governor Evers, of course, will be there. First Lady Kathy Evers, also a delegate. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, naturally. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. City of Milwaukee Mayor Kevin Johnson. U.S. Representative Gwen Moore. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, who's been on our show several times. And State Party Chair Ben Wickler, who I also think should get a really long-standing ovation.
Oh,
I do.
Good Lord.
What work. What he has accomplished with the ground game in Wisconsin in the last 10 to 15 years is pretty astonishing.
He brought the Dem Party. At a restaurant with friends. I think they always thought they were modern, but I think they really brought the Dem Party in Wisconsin into the 21st century. Good social media presence, a healthy sense of humor, and just really doing the good work, which is about knocking on doors, making phone calls, talking to people. I mean, Lee Snodgrass was on the show last year talking to him. You can have these conversations with people that disagree with. There's no reason to disagree. And you can, hey, you know what? Do you believe in lower taxes? What do you mean? It shouldn't mean we can't have dinner. And I think that's something really is. Came from the Obama election. It was about just talking. I really think they took that they're being and good. Made their bed.
He has been a rock star. Former President Barack Obama is going to speak tomorrow night. Former President Bill Clinton delivering remarks on Wednesday night before
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz, who is the governor of Minnesota. He will give his address on Wednesday. And of course, as the Democratic nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris will close out the convention with her acceptance speech.
Tuesday, one, Tim, prepare to take a rest. When Bill gets going, he'll go wild. He likes to talk, and he gets wonky, so better come out there with energy, because you're going to have to wake the people up. And two, so are you telling me, Jane, that Kamala Harris isn't going to find a reason to show up every single night and worm her way out of the stage?
Just so people can applaud her, you know, to, I don't know, yeah. Cheer.
Yeah, I
have a feeling that ego is healthy enough that she doesn't need to be on stage every single time.
I mean, I've been told that the ego is a little fragile, and they need constant reassurement and the love of a sorry. Yeah. I had to think to myself today. No, they show up once Thursday. They announce or they accept.
That's the big culmination of the whole event.
Walking around the back.
And we also know that Vice President Kamala Harris will not be there tonight or tomorrow because she is going to be back in Wisconsin tomorrow. It's all right rally at Pfizer Forum in downtown Milwaukee. Of course, the same building that just hosted the RNC last month. And
I cry. Everyone brings the stage to burn.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'll be there.
We're sending Greg out as our roadie. Did you get all your recording?
I don't have a lot, no. Will we have a meeting with that after? Sure, because there's still a bunch of questions that I have. But I have to go there and gather information. I'm going to basically talk to people about the energy.
Which is great.
And I want to see everything. This is going to be awesome. We're going to have a great time. And I'll bring us some exclusive audio on Wednesday. Everyone else can't have it. Calvin, you can't have it. You got to
make a difference.
But yeah. Looking forward to that tomorrow. And if Kamala's coming in town, that must mean that J.D. Vance is somewhere in Wisconsin.
Well, he was just in Milwaukee on Friday.
Oh.
And
country and community. It's great
he appeared on Fox
with a mix
News
of informative
weekend,
news, timely
did.
Weather, and exciting local and state sports on WRCO-FM.
And we're
going to
talk about that a little bit later on this hour, because yeah. I think that was not necessarily
I've watched the video, Jane. He said it with purpose. He didn't just stumble onto the name.
Oh, no, I know. And that was, okay. He was very deliberate on his part. But I think that was an unforced error. He thought he was really making a good point about something. And I was...
When the other guy's talking about Hannibal Lecter, all bets are off on what you can and can't talk about. Like, when he says that, dude, he just says it like yeah. I'm like, no, dude, you just said that. Jeffrey Epstein, meanwhile, there are billboards all over the city with your guy and Jeffrey Epstein saying, please remember.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work exactly how we thought it was going to work. But not everything gets covered in the media. There's just that not every outlet can highlight special moments. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Mass to City Media Radio Network.
Line.
Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring
Farmers
important
and ranchers,
local
mark
and national
your calendars
topics.
For the Decor
September 15th
Sales
through the 21st in Madison.
Event
this year's guest
on
speakers include Speaker
Trump's
Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney,
cows,
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Or bid this online at CattleUSA.com. That's August 21st. Don't miss
You're
out.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by
sheep?
Civic Media.
Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality
Good morning and
mattress?
Welcome. Stop Matt there on air. Jane Matt there. Greg Bach.
Located on Highway
Sweet
14.
Sweet on the board coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call, you can text,
it's
the same number,
855-752-4242.
Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and
Westview. Folks, we are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with dignity and respect. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember, Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
We are there. Matt and Aaron on air.
Celebrate one last
once.
Fair before summer M-A-T ends at the Crawford E-N County Fair August 22nd through the 25th in Hayes Mills, Wisconsin. Check out the events in the grandstand, including the Challenge of Champions Bull Ride, Sea Check Bucky Bulls Thursday night, Tri-State Truck and Tractor Bowlers Friday night, and the Demolition Derby Saturday night. Don't miss the Antique Tractor Bowl Saturday at 10 a.m. or Car Show Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th.
TikTok is, Instagram was reaching.
Set up a quiet space for your kids to do their homework.
Clips from our shows.
Good habits start with a safe environment.
You can always DM us.
Sponsored by Rockwell Automation.
You can DM your questions today
from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
On social media.
Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Pat and Air on Air.
And Cobus and Bus Richland Center.
You're welcome. I'm going back to my cave.
And yeah, if you have questions for Mr. Global, and again, he is an oil and gas industry expert. So if you have questions about the oil and gas industry, send them in now to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us, or leave a text at 855-752-4842. All right. This seems a little odd. Dark Money Group. Spending money here in Wisconsin. This is from today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I believe it is Daniel Weiss. I'm just trying to get back up to the top here. Yes, a Daniel Weiss column in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Dark Money Group Turning Point Action. He's spending millions to help Donald Trump win in Wisconsin. It's called Chase the Vote. Charlie Kirk Turning Points are dominant forces in the MAGA movement. They've now set up networks in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona, also parts of Nevada. This as the Republican Party has struggled to keep up with Wisconsin Democrats' fundraising efforts. And Trump has a bare bones campaign operation on the ground. I don't think they're on the ground.
No, they're not spending time on getting that crap going. And at this point?
Yeah, what, we're 78 days?
Yeah, it's
the idea is to focus on what the group calls low-propensity voters who rarely cast a ballot in the state but support Trump's message. A ballot chaser is a door knocker for us, a community organizer. A ballot chaser is someone who's chasing down every conservative low-propensity and disengaged voter that they can. This seems to me... How is this a sucker?
Simple, Jane. I'm gonna make it really simple. This is from the GM. It's not.
That's the explanation.
Because what Zuckerbucks was doing, trying to help make sure that the election process on the day of and early voting, as far as counting, staffing, was properly staffed, was make sure we have enough people. Process go smoothly.
And the materials they need.
And the materials they need because they only have so much money, so these quote-unquote Zuckerbucks, which I hate to say, provided that sort of safety. Make sure that it was working.
Was trying to help local elections officials run their elections efficiently, and not just Democrats got that money.
Well, don't worry, Wisconsinites. Because of the two amendments that were voted on this spring, that's gone. So we can look forward to long counts, recounts.
Yes.
Because they will not have the funding bill. But what they're doing, fine. There's nothing.
Yeah, this whole dark money thing, it just seems...
sus.
Yes.
Calvin just laughed at us. He actually
he's the one who said
he
it,
covered his face. He like the, I said sus. He went, oh, I got to cough there. Man River over here.
And just in case you're not familiar with who Charlie Kirk is, from Turning Point USA, Calvin, we have a little clip of Mr. Kirk commenting on Taylor Swift.
That's four boys in the locker room arguing over a girl that they say they don't like, but they all secretly like.
Absolutely. Isn't that what you do when you're a teenage boy?
Yeah.
And the head of the cheerleaders pay attention to you. That's when you dump on.
You have to call her all sorts of names I'm not going to say on the radio, but secretly like, I love you, Taylor.
He's my girlfriend.
That's Charlie Kirk.
People.
Yes, absolutely.
More of all the best people, I don't necessarily think you would be getting a job in a second Trump administration, but you would certainly administration adjacent.
He would be a guy like Sean Hannity, where instead of working for the administration, he'd still be allowed to make a huge paycheck on his stupid Turning Point / Daily Wire stuff. But then he could also get the ear of the president or someone close to texting him, like, I'm friends with so-and-so, John McAtee is my bro, I just texted him and told him it was a joke. That's what he would do. Hey Taylor, are you okay?
The Trump campaign decided over the weekend to use some AI to create Swifties for Trump. That's not going to have a backlash at all. That's going to be just.
Folks, look up AI Swifties for Trump and then look up AI Black Women for Trump. It is. Oh, chef's kiss.
News is coming up next when we return. Robin Moss. Best. That's on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Bad Bear on here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're in your garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want.
International Convention, passing the torch of standard bearer to Vice President Harris.
It was almost a sigh of relief, more than enthusiasm in many ways. It was a sigh of relief that Joe Biden had stepped aside and there was someone else to look at and to cheer for, but they definitely needed more information, whether it's foreign affairs, whether it's her economic outlook, which has been criticized since she presented that last Friday, but there is a lot they still want.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, a judge sentenced Crystal Kaiser to 11 years in prison on her guilty plea to fatally shooting Randall Volar in 2018. She accused of trafficking her for sex. General Motors said it's laying off 1,000 salaried workers worldwide. This is ABC News.
They get from their state. Meanwhile, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota, all the states that border Wisconsin, all rank in the top 10. And the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum is a roadblock. Earlier this month, the state approved $9 million to buy the Pond property on the Capitol Square with plans to build a new museum. Well, now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners say the building is for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. But the Veterans Museum disputes that. They say one payment was late because of a processing problem, which was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has released a fair for more than 4 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Kelly-Olson, and this is Citizen News.
Conversation on social media. Share your thoughts like when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Was
a piece of fish. On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Donahue, known as the king of daytime talk, Free Oprah Winfrey, passed on Sunday, August 18th. He started his TV talk show career in Dayton, Ohio, tackling current events, even if they made people uncomfortable. It was when he moved the show to Chicago and added a studio audience. The show became wildly popular before moving to New York in 1985. Donahue was the winner of 20 Emmy Awards, 10 as a host, and 10 for his show. Oprah Winfrey, who took over the title as daytime talk show champ, wrote in O, the Oprah Winfrey magazine, that if there had been no Phil Donahue show, there would have been no Oprah Winfrey show. According to People magazine, Donahue was the first mainstream talker to acknowledge that women were interested in things other than mascara and his recipes. In May of this year, Phil Donahue was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, and clouds of the overnight and some patchy fog forming as well. Light winds and good winds expected at sunrise. After the morning patchy fog, we'll have mostly sunny skies. Our winds will remain on the light side, like topping out in the middle and upper 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Let's go to Randall Cunningham.
I met Kamala and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sam, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other one.
Well, he's going to select oil. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
And I'm sure that weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I can take Warren Buffett. He's like 9'4". Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got $200 billion. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, that would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
The next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. I'm sure miss me.
I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. You'll be
live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. That is now our theme song. Or Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Mr. 16% self-popularity. Gap Times, article from Andrew Ball from Friday. We just voted last Tuesday, correct?
Was it last Tuesday?
It was August 13th.
Oh, my God. Yep.
It was just voted last Tuesday.
Not even a week ago.
Yeah. On those two constitutional amendments that failed.
Handily.
Once people realized what they would do, and essentially those amendments would have taken away the governor's power to spend federal money in an emergency and turn it over to the legislature. Just remember, in the midst of COVID, a global pandemic, they gaveled in and gaveled out and were off the 300 days. So I think some folks thought maybe it's not such a good idea to give them even more control of the purse, especially during an emergency.
Especially when that purse is full of money that could be used right now.
Well, money that's already been approved.
Yeah.
Could be used right now, and you're still refusing to spend it. But that doesn't stop Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He says the legislature now should double down on asking Wisconsin residents to amend the state constitution. Speaking with the Cap Times, Mr. Voss says he's not concerned about last week's defeat. He chalked it up to a lack of scrutiny on claims made by groups who opposed the amendments.
Your side called it a slush fund. A slush fund. Don't know if that's pretty, well, wrong for one thing, and also just, that's, don't tell us that we don't have scrutiny. We know what we're talking about. We've talked about it for months now.
We talked to the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
we talked to people who kind of know elections and amendments and things like that.
And League of Women Voters, Deb Cronmiller, God bless her heart. She breaks things down so well and so easy. Told us in our initial interview about this. Actually, it was about the spring election.
Yeah.
But the original term.
And those passed.
Passed. The elections a little bit more hard in Wisconsin. But she said that when they can't get it done in the legislature, do it through the ballot.
Down
now they can't
get
it through the Constitution. Now they can't do it in the Constitution. So they're going to just try again to redo the do-over.
Robin Voss in the Cap Times. Quote, I actually want to double down. I think we need to do a lot more amendments so that the voters ultimately have the chance to make the decision. And we don't go down a different path.
You mean a path of just doing nothing as you would put it, as you were currently on a 10-month vacation?
Ryan Schenick, chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, says, and this I think is really important, the party worked harder on the spring amendments, but didn't feel a need to invest as heavily in August. Why would that be? Would it be because the August primary is typically very, very low on people's priorities, even on their radar? And therefore, you guys thought you could just sneak these two things on there, and they would pass.
I think I'm going to also add some little dash of hubris to the fact they thought both of the spring ones just passed easily. So we'll just tell them what to do. And we'll be fine. But the problem is, they got away with it once. And how many people did you talk to or hear from who said it's time?
Yeah, exactly.
So we talk about it even more. We doubled down. We doubled down on the discussion.
With the information.
With the correct information. Scrutinized the evidence. She presented to people and didn't tell them how to vote. Suggestion done a lot. Do what they want. Guess what's going to happen? We try this again. We're going to do this again. We're not done. I'm not sick of talking.
Oh, no.
You try to mess with the Constitution, to mess with the people, we're going to mess with the
fly. I believe that they're going to try another referendum in November.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
And we're going to to wait to hear from Jeff Brown and learn about that. Once they get their tweet, if they put together a really great tweet that for every election, she's going to come back on the show and explain what that will be. Because again, they're going to, the Republicans will tell you one thing. And it's actually going to be the opposite. Robert Bosses would still like to advance a referendum on whether Wisconsin should implement a 14-week abortion ban. A proposal that passed the state assembly earlier this year went nowhere in the state senate amid an ongoing legal battle over reproductive rights in the state. Not a given that the Republicans will keep control of the assembly because of their new maps. We'll see. I doubt that they're going to change it.
Well, let's hope for a less power to the GOP and more heavy compromise.
A little balance would be nice.
But I will say this. Robin, Whoopi, Poppycorns. Your own party tried to recall you twice. You have 17% popularity.
That's nice.
People know who you are now. You want to try to go after an issue that is just not a winner? You want to try to institute the gospel abortion ban in the state? Do you actually want your job anymore? Or do you want to be voted out? Because look around the country and see how well this does for some people. Look at Kansas. Just look at Kansas.
Of all places.
I'm not saying don't go for it. You're going to do it. You don't listen to me. You don't know who I am, but I know who you are.
I stand here witness.
Stuff it in a drawer for a little while. Try to be magnanimous. Try to win back the trust of your party.
Right, just trying to help.
Why am I trying to help anyone like this? But still, it's like they're failing so spectacularly that I almost feel sorry. But it's like anytime I see your Eric Hovde, I'm like, fire everyone who works for you.
They love the job.
You're right.
You're
right.
Great ads.
They're doing great ads.
They should never change what they're doing.
They're the best ads.
It's fantastic.
Only the best ads.
It's right for so.
Used to pray
Robin Boss says, I think we need to keep doing our job, putting issues that are important to voters.
Never
and if the Democrats choose to lie about it, we'll just have to fight about voters. Thanks for that.
A crowded restaurant on a
Jack from Miramac
Friday
on the line. Good morning, Jack. Thank you for waiting. What did you want to say?
Angels sing, my whole life changed, and I realized my
abortion issue on the ballot.
Looking so beautiful. Jeans on brown hair and a white spiritual.
And that's probably a little bit
wrong. How could I not have faith in God that created
me? Republicans are great. They have
to see me now. It's crazy how my life changed.
Extended authority to question every single ballot. And thank you so much, Jack. We really appreciate that. There is a new article out this morning from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Greg Bluestein. He says that the Attorney General, Chris Carr, told the Georgia Election Board in a new ruling he will not reopen an investigation into the recounts of ballots from 2020.
Oh, thank God.
State Election Board is not empowered to direct the Attorney General to conduct an investigation on whether his own or through outside investigators. The Election Code does not empower the Attorney General to act on his own as an investigator. The journalist describes the opinion as a blow to the right-wing majority that voted to ask for the probe. Yeah, and as Jack pointed out, there's a five-county board. Three of them, Rick Jafaris, Janice Johnson, and Janelle King, were appointed under pressure from President Trump. And he actually gave them a shout-out at the RNC. When the taste of the fruit leaves the
bite of the burn, and you take Jack brings your heart. One, you were right, they had 14 years, and they won't change, because if they were going to change, a bunch of them wouldn't have stepped down when they redrew the maps. If they really wanted to work, compromise, and help the people of Wisconsin, they said, all right, I'll run again. The moment they realized they had to knock on doors and work for that seat,
gone.
So, hopefully, I mean, if the boss is consistent,
Well, it's a losing topic for them, which is why they don't want to talk about it. Lindsey Graham was on Fox yesterday, surprisingly, and I can remember when they came out that they were going to overturn Dobbs, and some of the men that I work with that I, oh, it's not that big of a deal, Jane. Please, you're overreacting. Lindsey Graham yesterday, I don't think abortion is going to be a driving issue for the blood proposal. Okay,
he's hoping it won't be. He's hoping it won't be.
Keep telling yourself.
Yeah.
Keep telling yourself. But yeah, what's happening in Georgia has got a lot of people going, because they could really throw a wrench into things. And if you follow Mark Elias, democracy doctor, and he does all of these voting rights lawsuits, he's concerned about this too. That this is going to be modeled now in other states.
Oh,
so again, if Trump loses, they're going to find a way to throw a wrench into it, and they will refuse to certify it, and then throw us into a constitutional crisis.
I mean, honestly, this might sound awful for some of us, but if they want to do this in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, it's going to win those states.
Yeah,
There won't be a lot of Kamala Harris votes to count. There aren't going to be enough, unless you're talking about Atlanta. But I'm talking about deep Mississippi. Okay, cool. He has them.
Tom Vermilli has been waiting a long time. We've got about a minute and a half left. Tom, thanks for joining us. Go on and love somebody.
Since 1974, Templin Agro-Builders has been at your service
for
barn remodeling, machine sheds,
outdoor
young cattle housing, garages,
and
homes.
You can join us as well at 855-785-3101. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter when we come back.
Plus siding, roofing, and cement work.
That might not have been the best thing
to bring up. Get it done right and get it done local.
Just trying to help you.
Call 585-3101
for free estimate. This is Matt Nairn on air coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready to go to work for you. Good oral health leads to better overall health. Flush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with whatever the weather leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors?
Should I water the garden?
Further than Cardinal CG.
They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Temperatures are rising up to the 6 weeks of time off per year
and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
During the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch.
The Kraft Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Waiting for the bus? Keep a safe distance from the curb. And drivers, always stop for the flashing red lights. Safety first. If your kids are biking to school, make sure they wear helmets
and bright
clothing.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair.
Safety on two wheels is a must. This back-to-school announcement is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More,
in downtown
the Richland Locker,
you can join
and
us.
Joan
call,
Chevrolet.
At 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Of course, the DNC getting underway in Chicago today. Civic Media has got you covered. Just go to civicmedia.us/DNC. And we'll have all the special reports and special interviews and all the special stuff. If you want to keep up on that, the main event, the main speakers, expected to start about 5 p.m. tonight. And 5 p.m. all day long with hopes and dreams that I would be. It's going to be long, long, long days out there.
Long days. So don't forget, folks, to follow us on social media.
Oh, my air mama, my Serona, hurts so good in a ring of fire.
On the socials, the Twitters, the Instagram, the Facebook. And you found out that Civic Media does have a TikTok, which you can follow them as well at Civic Media US on all the socials as well. And then, I don't know if we talked about this last week, we have Dr. Hicks on the show on Wednesday. Send us your questions now. Jane says,
I want to be a country.
So, all this stuff, send us your questions. We want to
Vice President Kamala Harris control over economic policy would be like giving Jeffrey Epstein control over sex trafficking. I don't know how wise that
is bringing up Mr. Epstein, considering that Donald Trump basically said, quote, "I've known Jeff for 15 years, terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side," unquote. So, I don't know, JD, trying to make Jeffrey Epstein the point of your educational.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Calvin, you have the clip ready?
Giving Kamala Harris control over inflation policy, Shannon, it's like giving Jeffrey Epstein control over human trafficking policy.
They want to
start living.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Donald Trump, of course, famously photographed Epstein many, many times, along with former First Lady Melania and Ghislaine Maxwell, who, let's remember, is currently serving 20 years for recruiting and grooming teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein to sexual abuse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep bringing up Jeffrey Epstein as a bad example. I think that's going to work out so well.
I mean, it's just to the point now where like, what are you doing? Because even when they go on Fox, though, you can see the looks on their faces. Like, but I could get, and they'll try to help you. Like, well, certainly what you meant was,
is in lieu of a convention where the main players are capable and confident enough to discuss the salient issues. They will entertain you, but you pay for it with lower levels. Laura, an extra five in the plate at church. This is the arts. The people who really know policy, really know how to break down how things work. Also, Kid Rock was there.
Oh, the rockiest of kids, Bob Ritchie won. Michigan's own?
Kid Rock was at the RNC bringing his policy expertise.
Yes, Ba with the Baw.
Former fake wrestler Hulk Hogan was at the RNC and ripped off his shirt, which certainly brought gravitas and seriousness to the entire event. Those were such good picks, Laura. I just...
I take issue with fake wrestler, but okay, go on.
Don't stop doing it.
Yeah.
It's working out great.
But this is exactly what they do. They act like nothing they do is wrong. Like anything they do is silly or ridiculous. It's supposed to be a rock concert.
We don't have members.
The people who support them don't
care. All right, news is coming up next, and when we return, we will be back with Mr. Global, Matt Miranda, to talk all things oil and gas. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on here. This is the City Media Radio.
Convention here at the United Center in Chicago. Great guests, Tracy Olson, the Lincoln Project, and more. Join us.
The Todd Omar Show. Let me weekdays noon till 2. Max Income Civic Media live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
Now we know it's a song.
Jimmy's talking about it now.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxInkRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across Pacific Media's
Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM, 2996 Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.